Brett Hayes, Union College scholar in residence here at WMC. Let me ask you something. Is Bill Clinton going to be a pain in the neck for Hillary Clinton?
Don't ask me that. I think there are assets and liabilities when it comes to somebody like Bill Clinton. You know, we saw, an effective speech by him at the Democratic National Convention, one that, you know, was attempting in some ways to kind of humanize Hillary Clinton and portray her in a particular light. And I thought that was fairly effective. And we know that he can be great out on the stump, right? So going out and being a proxy for the campaign is a strength. That being said, you know, we also know that there's significant baggage that comes along with Clinton, with his presidency, with the degree to which the right very much kind of disdains the Clintons. And so, you know, there's a potential drawback there.
Yeah, but
as well,
if he's being followed every minute of every day and they find him cheating?
Well, that what ifs are difficult to tackle, right? I think in this case, you know, one of the things that is clear is that, you know, they recognize that, you know, this is a campaign that, you know, there is kind of a microscope on them, and that there are all different kinds of gaffes, you know, and problems that can emerge in a campaign, and you attempt to minimize those. I think that kind of a hypothetical is a real challenge. But the thing to focus on here is the degree to which somebody like Bill Clinton can do that work of getting the base excited and mobilized come election day, because that becomes really critical for winning the election.
Well, Brett Hayes, you are, of course, a Supreme Court scholar, and I'm fascinated. We've been functioning with this 8-member Supreme Court. You and I have talked about this before. My question is, as an issue, how important is it? In other words, that for the first time with a year to go, Obama nominates somebody and the Republicans stand up and say, we're not going to vote on him. That's tough noogies. We don't care. And a lot of Democrats went nutsy about the whole thing. So does it count? Is it one of those things that will end up counting in the way this election goes?
Yeah, I think it'll show up, actually. I mean, we've seen it have a higher profile than it ordinarily would for the very reason you laid out. It's not usually there as an issue, and that the Supreme Court ideologically is not usually in the balance in as tangible a way as it is in this election. And we saw, I mean, I was surprised by the degree to which, maybe I shouldn't have been surprised, but I guess I was. It was striking, I guess I should say, that in the Democratic National Convention, they talked explicitly about overturning Citizens United through this seat. They said it time and again that, you know, that Hillary Clinton will appoint a justice to overturn Citizens United. Right?
I'd love to know, Brad. I'd just love to know, if you polled the American public, how many of them could tell you what Citizens United was all about?
I actually think it would be a solid number. In part, I mean, that we may not get into the intricacies of law, but they might know that Citizens United is very much associated with a lot of money in politics, right? You know, in some ways, I think that's sufficient for the purpose of saying, well, do you like that or do you not like that? That one party is, you know, very much supportive of Citizens United, the other party has it in its crosshairs, and you know, in some ways, that's sufficient for voter choice.
I think you've been spending too much time in your political science department. I don't think anybody knows what it is.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, and to your point, you know, it doesn't show up as, you know, a national priority when you ask that question in polls, right? You know, that's not, you know, we see the economy, we see security, et cetera, et cetera. But that being said, this is in the discussion. And as part of the discussion, I think it's important. And, you know, and for a long time, candidates have pushed up against the notion of a litmus test. You know, whenever asked about, you know, will you appoint a Supreme Court justice that will, you know, either support or overturn Roe versus Wade, candidates have said, well, I won't apply a litmus test to sure. any candidate. I'll look for someone that's highly qualified. But that was not the case, you know, in this particular campaign where Hillary Clinton says, no, I am going to appoint someone that will help overturn Citizens United. So that's really quite remarkable in the ways in which it's kind of injected the notion of the kind of the politicized, the activist court into our national dialogue.
Which, of course, Brad Hayes, brings us to the next question. You need a Senate that will confirm. Yeah. What's the chances of the Senate going Democratic in this election?
It seems really, really tight right now. I think, you know, I'm kind of really interested in one of the things that we see for the in the polls right now, which is that there doesn't seem to be a lot of kind of Trump effect down ticket. In other words, that even in states where Trump is struggling, it doesn't seem to show up for the Republican senators that are running for re-election. So looking at places like, say, Ohio, where Democrats are trying to flip a Senate seat, it doesn't seem to be having a lot of effect in the polls. Now, polls are different than, you know, turning out to vote, right? If, in fact, one side is highly enthused and is highly mobilized and turns out in bulk, you know, what we see sometimes are the vote significantly outpacing where the polls were.
Interesting.
But this may be a campaign where there is some distance in voters' mind between who's at the top of the ticket and who's underneath. And if that's the case, then I think Republicans seem to have a better chance at retaining the Senate. I mean, it's a tough road. They have to make up quite a few seats. I think it's you know, easily conceivable that they get to 48, 49. When you start getting, though, to 50, it becomes that much more tricky, you know, particularly given the open seat in Nevada, which I think is likely to, at least if I'm reading the tea leaves correctly, to result in a Republican pickup. That means that you have to win one more seat. And so that you know, thinking about that terrain, going back to that theme, I think it's actually very difficult for the Democrats. I think this is one of those things. I'll be interested to see where the polls go moving forward. And just even in terms of Hillary Clinton, if we begin to see kind of her opening up a lead, then I think we'll begin to see some of these really tight races come into greater clarity about whether, in fact, Trump is dragging down his entire ticket, or whether, in fact, they're seeing Trump as somehow apart, different than the Republican establishment as we generally understand it.
Putting you on the line, I'm hearing, I think, that you think that the Republicans will maintain their lead in the Senate.
I guess I'm just I have not seen enough to suggest that the Democrats are in a good place to take the Senate, or for me to be able to say at this point that they have a strong case. I mean, it's very much in play. That being said, I mean, one of the things we have to think about here, you know, when we're thinking about the Senate, is that, you know, 50, 51, it matters, but we're still dealing with the Senate, which is a super majoritarian institution when it comes to seating a Supreme Court justice. So we know they're not getting to 60. So in that case, you know, we still have this issue about the influence of the Republican Party, whether majority or minority party, over this particular issue, and so that remains very much at stake. And I think, of course, I'll be interested to see if, in fact, we get a Clinton presidency, if we get even, you know, the Democrats taking the Senate, whether, in fact, the current Republican majority will push forward Merrick Garland's nomination in the lame duck section.
Because they'll be afraid of something worse coming their way.
Yes.
Well, Brad Hayes, we always love to talk to you. Brad Hayes, Associate Professor of Political Science at Union College. He holds a PhD in government politics from the University of Maryland. He's scholar in residence right here, and we're lucky to have him. Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Alan.